Yan, kamusta mga ka-Project Pilipinas, mga ka-vloggers, mga ka-meta? Kamusta dyan? Ayan.
Mga ka-pipi.
Mga ka-ano?
Mga... Project Pilipinas.
Ka-ano? Models of Manila, M-O-M. Ayan talaga mga M-O-M. Models of Manila. Kamusta ka na bro? Mukhang busy-busy ka this week ah.
Okay naman. Busy tayo kasi we set up dalawang channel, di ba yung sa sports, tapos meron sa music din. So, tatlong channel ngayon sabay-sabay yung ina-handle natin. Kaya masaya.
Empire. Busy lang talaga. Empire of Manila. Nagana, big projects na tayo, bro. Now, obviously, there are a couple of big things that happened in the past week, no? Bago tayo pupunta dun sa pinakamahalaga, pinaka-historically relevant is of course yung 50th anniversary ng martial law. At I'm sure marami tayong pag-usapan dyan, including, ano, dumaan ka kay, ano, Enrile?
Oh, dun sa old house ng mga Marcos. So, I spent the 50th anniversary ng martial law doon sa bahay nila sa San Juan. Pag-usapan natin later.
Ancient history. Ilan taon na ba yan? 5 million years. Okay. Bago tayo paleontology, right? And some of these things. Balikan muna natin itong ano. First of all, sa court politics, did you see it coming na Vic Rodriguez resigning? Or at least for now, at least, not being the little president anymore. Did you see this coming, bro?
Sa totoo lang, from the start, confused na eh. Yung dynamics nung dalawa eh. Kung gaano ba kalapit si Vic Rodriguez sa Pangulo, sino ba yung bongo ni PBBM? Yeah. Yun ang tanong dyan eh. Was it Vic? Was it Anton Lagdameo? Or is it sino ba dyan yung pinaka-close talaga? And as it's unfolding ngayon, mukhang itong si Vic Rodriguez ang gustong maging bongo nga nitong si PBBM. Pero mukhang maraming may ayaw eh, maraming tumututol.
Right. I mean, remember, before there was a bongo, there was a June Evasco, right? That everyone thought will be the big guy under President Duterte, no? So siya yung more or less campaign manager, siya yung nag-oversee ng mga, June Evasco, based on the reports we have, was the only one who could shout down President Duterte during the campaign period and before. Pag medyo pasaway na si Pangulong Duterte, no? And we know that even at some really tricky situation, no? And remember President Duterte said something about Hitler and all of that na, of course, very tricky. Our understanding was June Evasco played an important role in convincing the president to right away go and apologize to our Jewish brothers and sisters, etc., because of some possible misunderstanding on some of the crazy things that he said again. Now, and yet, after 1 year, everyone's thinking June Evasco is the guy. Then there was the court politics and he got sidelined. Governor na ba siya ngayon? Remember, June Evasco also had plans of building a kind of bagong movement, no? Para talaga baguhin yung sistema in the name of Duterte and Dutertismo. All of that went out of the window. And that's where Bongo came in. And we saw how Bongo won the internal court politics and more importantly, how indispensable it became to President Duterte. So, that was always my question. Is this guy the Bongo or the June Evasco of this new president? Or wanted to be both of them at the same time, right? Critical during campaign, also as the president, right? So kind of a combo. And it looks like in an attempt to have both, he lost both, it seems. You like, at least, I mean,
we don't know pa.
He's
still in Malacanang.
He's still a secretary.
Still chief of staff. Or I heard yata na aayusin lahat ni Bongbong once he gets home, di ba? That's the time that he will fix everything na ano.
Gulo-gulo kasi.
Pero magulo talaga. And yung their allies are taking sides, di ba? Merong mga even the vloggers, even the lahat
parang kumikili. I have an idea, hindi sino ayaw kay Vic, right? I mean, we got to know it from some of the big vloggers and quote-unquote journalists.
The other day, yung in public na nagsuporta kay Vic is Mike Defensor.
Oh, right. Interesting.
Meron siyang long post na si Vic Rodriguez was there from the very start. Right. Nung VP race, nung kaso, si Vic ang nandoon. So, he openly declared yung kanyang suporta kay Vic Rodriguez. And for sure, marami dyan na nakasuporta kay Vic, pero hindi lahat ay matapang to come out, okay. To come out in the open.
Yeah, I mean, so, to be fair to Secretary Vic Rodriguez, I want to be fair, so we're just talking about the discussion, but I mean, he made it clear na this the reason maybe because he want to spend time more with his family. And then, of course, there's you know, there's also this aspect na Vic Rodriguez, it's one thing to be the chief spokesman, etc. during campaign. Ibang usapan yung Game of Thrones after nanalo ka. Kasi,
sobrang
big yung win, ang daming gusto makieksena dun sa appointments, dun sa mga spoils of war. Let's be honest about it. So, mukhang medyo, the pressure was very high on Vic Rodriguez. I want to be fair naman to Secretary Rodriguez also, no? And not to prejudge the situation. So, I think he was also under extreme pressure to deal with itong mga competing faction-faction eh. Bawat faction gusto ng ibang position, appointments. And I think nakita natin yung first tension nung lumabas na time na inakusa siya. Again, these are allegations that kay Pastrana ba yan or something like that na, you know, that appointment was optimal, merit-based, blah, blah, blah. The accusations again, allegations, no? And then you had the sugar import issue and the Senate minority released a report actually blaming him more than some of the USEC and top officials were sacked or had to resign or had to or were made to resign for that matter based on things we're saying. So I don't know, yun lang. So ikaw, you're saying let's just chill lang tayo, baka pagbalik ni Bongbong kausapin niya lahat, baka ayusin niya lahat, he'll find a new balance. Unity nga, unity.
Sorry, I didn't hear, nag-choppy eh.
Yeah, so sa tingin mo, Bongbong will come back and then siguro create unity again and kind of work it out, some sort of new equilibrium dun sa loob?
Ito kasi, I want to, matagal tayo hindi nakapag-usap eh. I want to know din kung ano yung mga naririnig mo eh. Kasi yung sa akin, ang naririnig ko, merong mga malalaking forces eh, na close sa Pangulo, ayaw talaga dito kay Vic. Tapos sila yung nagtutulong-tulong him out, put him out. And the thing is, the reason na nandyan pa rin si Vic Rodriguez, kasi baka gusto siya ni PBBM.
Yes.
Diba? Ayaw siyang mawala ni PBBM. Baka siya yung he's the one na diffusing. Parang he's the bad cop eh.
Yeah.
Gusto si PBBM, mukhang siya yung humaharap and para merong distance.
Yeah.
Just like what happened with O, pero yun nga mabibigat eh yung naririnig ko na forces na ayaw dito kay talagang really close sa Pangulo. So, and matitingnan mo doon sa mga vloggers eh yung sa mga paano magkakalakas ng loob yung mga bigat na vloggers para tirahin si Vic on a halos on a daily basis. Para
some big diba? Support for them from somewhere, right? Parang yun yung
So ano eh, so malaki yung ikaw ba what have you been hearing the situation dito kay Vic?
We have openly some of the big supporters of the president coming out accusing him of power grab, right? I think we had folks from you know who I'm talking about, like the accusation was, and Enrile apparently based on some reports again also came out, speaking of Enrile, you know, about kind of an internal memo questioning yung pinupush ni Vic Rodriguez to have more powers, you know, to vest in the yung
chief of staff
no,
parang nilipat ng powers, parang lumipat siya ng pwesto, tapos
yeah, and
bigyan niya ng power yung pwesto na yon.
Siya, yung parang mag-sign doon ay parang siya rin mismo. You get what I'm saying? Parang siya mag-sign in behalf of the president, giving power to himself in a different office or something like that. So parang yan yung report, and the idea is even Enrile, who's the chief legal advisor and who has been there since the founding of the Philippine state, right? Ay parang sabi niya medyo unprecedented itong formal powers na binivest. And not to mention, parang siya rin ang magsasign doon in behalf of the president, right? But I kind of agree also with you that, again, this is just one of the versions. I also agree with you that it looks like President Marcos is very comfortable with Vic Rodriguez. I think that comfort level at the fact na parang cordon sanitaire siya for the president, and he was very effective for the president nung panahon na elections, no? Parating taga-kalma, you know, parating making sure he'll take the punches if there are attacks on Marcos on debate, blah, blah, blah. So I think PBBM has a soft spot probably for this person because of the very effective campaign they were able to run this year. But yun nga eh, talagang bardagulan na yan eh. Once you're in power, ang dami mga position, dami resources, dami access points, no, that people will go for. And in case of Vic Rodriguez, I don't, to be fair to him, what was the highest position he held before? Barangay chairman, right? Right? So like in 1990s or something like that, right? So
I'm hindi siya prepared doon sa ano eh. Yeah, I read this article. I read this article na sinabi ko dun sa vlog ko eh, na parang sinasabi doon na ito namang si Vic, kahit anong appointment niya, kahit ano yung pwesto siya, kahit anong power nung nakalagay sa kanya, right, it doesn't matter kung siya yung gatekeeper ni President Bongbong, he has all the power, di ba? Kahit wala siyang pwesto dyan or kahit anong ibigay mo na pwesto sa kanya dyan, kung lahat dadaan pa rin sa kanya, siya pa rin yung little president dyan. Siya pa rin, ano. Eh, yun yung ayaw mangyari. Ito, meron akong chismis din.
Please go ahead. Yun ang
yung executive secretary na planong ipalit, ayaw niyang i-accept yung trabaho hangga't as long as Vic is still there.
Yeah. So parang
ganun narinig ko.
Ano lang figurine dyan. If the
parang other ceremonial person, ano lang.
Functional power kasi ang mahalaga, hindi formal power eh. Kasi you may have all the formal power but functionally ano pa talagang pwede mong gawin. That's very important. So maybe that's why. Yeah, kaya nga we're also watching kung yung proposed replacement, which is a former justice, right? If I'm not mistaken, how comfortable that person feels or push forward at all. Basta alam natin na still secretary si Vic Rodriguez, which I think reflects the fact that President BBM has high regards for him, right? And ito rin eh, bro, I'm not sure it looks good on any administration that this early pa lang may someone as high profile as
ganun na,
right, goes through this process. Yun lang. So I think the optics matters to PBBM. Yeah, please go ahead.
Really bad talaga. And ang ganda nung ano eh, ang ganda nung dun sa article din eh, nung yun yung dyan mo makikita yung main difference between PBBM and Tatay Digong.
Right.
Yun. Kasi nung kay Tatay Digong, yung mga circle niya, yung mga ano, may takot. Takot right sila eh. Diba, awayan nila si Bongo. 'Di ba? We've seen what happens pag inaaway si Bongo, kung paano magalit si Tatay Digong, kung how affected he is pag ganun eh. Siya mismo yung, 'di ba? Siya mismo yung nakikipag-away. Hindi nga yung mga circle sa kanya, yung mga faction sa kanya, takot. May takot kay Tatay Digong. Dito kay President Bongbong, parang yun nga ang nabasa ko, parang medyo entitled pa eh. Parang ganun pa lumalabas eh. Parang hindi, dapat sa amin to, dapat sa ano natin to.
Yeah.
O dapat ganun. Yun ang parang difference. Eh. So kailangan, this is a good test for PBBM to show yung kanyang political will. Eh. Kasi kung hahayaan niya yung mga faction to have their way with him, diba? So they will do that for the next 6 years. So pangit naman yun.
So he has to draw the line or the hammer should come down for him to say, hey, I'm the boss. Show who's the boss move again.
Yun eh.
So Vic Rodriguez is kind of an indicator what's going on also there. Because you're right, there are factions, powerful factions, who want go straight to Bongbong maybe. They don't want to go through access point or through a gateway guy, right? And probably they don't have as high regard for him as the president. Yeah, so yun nga eh, kakabalik pa lang siya from abroad. He has a lot to deal with and we're going to watch this very carefully. Yeah,
if you remember Bongbong nga noon, kahit sariling anak, dadaan kay Bongo eh. Saan ka nakakita ng gano'n?
Yeah, next level yun. Yeah.
Kahit si Sarah. Oh, next level.
You wonder what's going on.
So, yan.
Like, bakit ang close nila? What's going on? Now, speaking of the president, of course, the president was abroad when was all of this was happening. What's your and what's the vlogger sphere discussion about the UN visit? Alam natin, of course, a big point was yung empty chairs, right?
Empty chairs.
Yeah, 95% now ang ano, non-occupancy rate. So many made issue out of that. So is that really the main takeaway of the vlogosphere? Let me just call it that way. Ikaw, bro, can you tell me about it? Yeah.
Definitely from the opposition. Yun talaga ang main. Yung empty chairs, yun talaga yung... yung sa pro naman, they're saying how smart Bongbong is. Kasi in fairness to him, bako magsalita, magano, magaling naman siya magsalita, and he looks really smart while talking, ganun. Pero sa akin, ano eh, ginawan ko din to ng vlog kahapon. Yeah. Ang una kong naramdaman noon sa speech niya sa UN is relief. Kasi we've been through 6 years of Tatay Digong eh, na yung foreign policy natin really took a 180 degree turn eh. Na biglang, uy, kakampi na pala tayo ng China at Russia, tsaka nandun na pala tayo sa kabilang bakod eh. Parang it feels
minumura pa yung US. Minumura sila.
Minumura pa yung US. Minumura yung EU. Yeah. Diba? Diba yung UN? Diba?
Yeah, binabas
so UN. Oo eh. So, it feels comforting lang na at least medyo nag-back to normal tayo pagdating sa relationship natin with ano, with the Western allies. Okay? Yeah. Kasi yung sa ICC, I think that's just for Digong eh. Kaya inano din ni PBBM, that's to accommodate of course Tatay Digong and ano. Pero if you parang inisa-isa ko din yung mga nandun sa speech niya eh. Climate change. So he's a believer in climate, kahit binasya na to si Greta Thunberg. Pero yun, sa climate change, tapos
yung
adapting to technology.
Well, lang.
Binash si Bongbong ni Greta.
Anong sinabi
Greta Thunberg?
Sorry, hindi ko nakita yan.
Na you cannot achieve climate justice if you're a fascist. Parang ganun.
Oh, wow. So, wow.
Oh, si Greta.
Greta aspect. Really? Oh my goodness. Okay.
Yeah.
So fascist ang tawag ni Greta.
So, yun din yung isang inano ng opposition. Ano yan?
How did I miss that? Greta, really? Okay. So sobrang focus ko doon
sa... She sympathizes with the martial law victims and...
Yeah, of course.
Yun. So kagabi lang din lumabas yun.
Yeah, I'm checking it now, no? Wow. So si Greta na
kaya. Tapos, ito pa. Doon sa speech ni BBM, he even said, ano eh,
ano? Anong sinabi ni PBBM? May response pa si PBBM? Yeah, sorry. I'm just checking the transcription. Pina-on ko yung transcription dito sa interview na.
Yeah.
So may transcription na tayo.
Yeah. He even included dun sa speech niya. Doon ako medyo nagulat din. He was saying na itong artificial intelligence, itong bagong technology,
AI.
will replace yung mga jobs that we know. So kailangan, there needs to be safety nets. Yeah. Parang Andrew Yang eh. Parang ganun.
Yeah. So universal basic income, mga ganyan naman. Mga.
Yeah, may mga ganun parang tema doon sa, which kung iaano mo, kung ititingnan mo doon sa American politics, more on doon sa Democrat Party side eh. So mas align siya doon talaga eh sa
yung sinabi ng Marcos.
Kasi
clear.
Diba,
kung sino nagsulat ng speech na yan, let's be a little bit more specific.
Yeah.
Na binasa ni Marcos. Okay, yeah, you were saying.
Yun. So yun yung isa sa napansin ko. And you know, the other one na nag-trending sa akin na video nung isang araw, yung binalita ko, nakasama niya yung mga top oligarchs, the billionaires, yung mga Forbes 20, top 20 ng bansa, sinama niya lahat sa US. Parang ang lakas lang ng dating, di ba? Lalo na...
And of course, Speaker of the House, Romualdez, isa pang Romualdez, isa pang ambassador natin sa US, right?
Sandro.
Yeah.
Isang Romualdez Sandro.
Sandro, of course. Wow. Yeah, that was like a...
Marcos are back, di ba?
And they're back in style, as Amy wants to put it.
Oh, but Irene, don't forget Irene.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
She, sa funeral of Queen Elizabeth,
yeah. And Irene is
the lampa siya doon.
Irene is the least.
Yes.
She's the most acceptable. Oh. Si Ella Cruz ba yan? But not Ella Cruz.
Yun, si Chismis.
But not Ella Cruz.
Oh,
kasi by Ella Cruz. Nag-all TV. Ang dami nag-react. Di ba meron siya? Speaking of Ella Cruz, bro. Oh. Sorry for this tangential entry. Pero Anong base mo sa All TV? Kasi this week din nangyari yan, di ba? Sana All TV.
May opinion din ako dyan. May opinion din ako dyan.
Sige, tayo kay Sana All TV. Mamaya na si BBM.
It's good din na. Para ito for the people on the opposition side.
Yeah, please. Nakinig
hindi kayo. Parang hindi ko alam kung sinasadya na ng All TV to create things sila na ikakabasya kanila para pag usapan. Parang dumadalas eh. Engagement parang, Diba? Yung crappy na sound system, tapos maski yung magazine cover.
Speaking of TV, ano ba dyan? Pero may press con naman siya, no? Pangalan niya si Willie na dinefend niya, diba? Na nagpara naman talaga siya. So, I'm not sure about your conspiracy theory na nagpa-bash lang sila. Kasi sobrang defensive si Willie Boy.
Pwede strategy nila. So, tingnan natin.
Sige lang.
Pero ako, I'm saying this, since we're talking about All TV,
sige lang.
It's really, really smart, really smart business move para sa mga bilyar. Yung All TV.
Business lang ba?
Business and politics pala. Business move. Imagine 2028 pag hinog na si let's say Mark Villar. So you have a whole army na.
Yeah. Eh,
sila Tony Gonzaga, sila Tunin, sila Willie Red. So you have your all army. All army.
Sana all.
Everyone.
All Villar. Big name. Pasok na kayo
all
dyan.
Villars, di ba?
Ayan.
Oh, big names naka-payroll sa kanila.
Grabe.
Oh, imagine kung gaano kabigat. So, ay, wait, ang galing din, ang galing din.
Talaga yung kay Ella Cruz na yung mga seo-seo sa All-TV. Totoo ba yan? Or ano lang yan? Meme lang yan.
Hindi ko alam kung sila sa dyanan nila or ano eh. Pero...
Ano yung true or not eh. Parang feeling ko mga Trotmaster din nakikiano dyan. Advert. Parang, you guys are asking for it. Yung kay Ella Cruz, ang dami. Ganun. Ang daming reaction. Walang kaya. Nakalimutan ko na ito yung UN, ano yung US visit ni BBM. Ano, Ella Cruz. Bakit?
Ella Cruz kasi.
Diba?
Pero parang, dun sa billionaires, parang wala si Villar. Nandun ba siya? Parang wala eh.
Wala. Busy siya sa... Ito nila, so, Ella Cruz.
Kay Ella Cruz.
Yeah. Medyo busy siya dito sa opening ng... Yeah, I mean, come on.
All TV.
He wants to be there, di ba? Kasi it's an... soft opening naman daw, di ba? Soft opening, di ba? So, siguro...
Soft opening. So, ano pa? A few months pa yung... Sinakto nila na birthday ni PBBM. What's that, sorry?
Oh, yeah, birthday. So, parang ano lang to, pang ano lang... Trailer lang yan. Naging trailer siya lang.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, pero parang, hindi ko alam anong sabihin ko dyan sa All TV na yan. Eh. Parang yung logo pala.
Pero ano, they're getting smart din with how they handle itong, ano, parang yung mga shows, wala masyadong sitcom, wala masyadong ano, more on reality, more on charity, tapos more on unity. It's a unity station eh. So yun lang they're si keeping Tony with the team na unity.
Yeah.
Si Tony. Yung lang na lang si Andrew E. Eh.
Yun nga sabi ko, for sure Andrew E dapat dyan. Diba?
Oo eh. Yung kay Tony G, I think she will do Oprah style. Oprah style na talk show.
Yeah. Mga soul.
So yun ang, I believe ganun yung idea. Tapos yung kay Willie, tapos yung news ni Tonying. So ano, ang galing din. Parang minimal cost.
High impact.
Possible.
High impact.
High impact. So yun, ang gagastan na lang nila yung mga artists. Yung mga talent fee ng mga artists.
Pero yung...
Na they will use as endorsers.
Ano, high impact ba? High impact pa yung ano, yung mga sayaw na entry niyan, ano? Hindi ko talaga. Ewan ko. Manghirap na nga natin dyan. High impact ano natin. Pero bro, so si Tony G, ano yung chismis? Half a billion daw yung talent fee? Ano ba yan? Totoo ba yan?
But that's possible. Kasi kung ilang taon naman yan,
as a bagay,
per episode, di ba? kung how many years yan, tapos per episode, how much will she get? If she gets half a million per episode, di ba? Tapos, it can add up to that. So, Tony Gonzaga really making bank talaga.
Sabi mo yan, ha? Okay. Pero I mean, she
had, I don't know the exact figures, ha? Pero for sure, ang laki, malaki.
Kasi ikaw, malaki. Tanong kita, eh. Alam mo yung mga talent mo yung mga, basta yung mga, ay nako. Mamaya tayo magseryoso, medyo yung sa all.
It's a good investment for Villar.
Logo ng All TV. Ano tingin mo sa logo ng All TV? Logo. Yung logo
simple
nila.
Simple lang.
Marami nag ano doon, para mas maganda pa yung high school project nila ng logo ng ano nila.
Saan ba 'to, sa station? Parang normal lang, simple lang.
Parang hindi siya kasing flashy na I was expecting it. I was expecting more like Andrew E. impact level. Okay. Alright, seryoso na tayo. Tapos na yung All TV natin. Sub-episode. Yan na tayo. Okay, so, yeah. So overall, tingin mo kayo, hindi, ito, I'll be honest. Kasi nung isang araw lang, kausap lang natin si a friend of mine from Washington, DC, si Greg Pauling, who's like, you know, who knows what's happening. Ang mga Amerikano din tuwan-tuwa daw kay Marcos kasi after 6 years of Duterte, parang breath of fresh air bigla.
Yeah.
Diba? I mean, that's my term, by the way, not Greg's
term. At least nakahinga eh. Nakahinga tayo ng, diba? At least on that aspect. Yung sa mga pogo, yung nagkaka-action na yung sa mga pogo, diba? Naglalabasa na yung mga illegal, ano.
Yeah.
So, on that end, we should be at least thankful eh.
Yeah, oh. Medyo improvement.
Medyo improvement doon.
Sa lahat na ano, yun ang pinaka nag-react lahat. Walang. Pero tama ka, minsan ano lang yun, parang pangsulsul lang nila yan sa kabila. Just to get reaction and engagement. Which I do to also to my trolls eh. Para lang ma-trigger sila kasi tataas engagement natin pag ginawa natin ng mga ganyan. Hindi ko talaga kaya, bro. Ano nangyari? Oh, nasa ka na, Mark! Nawala ka na sa kakatawa. Wait lang! Mag-all tayo dyan. Nasa ka na, bro. Ayan na. Nag-ano na si ano. Sa kakatawa na ano siya. Ano ba internet natin? Okay. Ano na? Bakit ano na? Nag-ano ka na? Nag-change channel ka na, bro. Hindi ka na sumama sa All TV namin dito. Okay. Okay. Tama na yan. Huwag na tayo magbardagulan masyado. Ah, ito. Mag-transition na tayo sa serious discussion. So obviously, this will be our next episode. Oh, the thing is, by some ironies of history, By some ironies of history, yung speech ni Marcos in the UN, which is like their announcement of their arrival back on the world stage, ay na-coincide dito sa 50th anniversary of martial law. What do you think about that irony, coincidence, whatever you want to call it? Kasi hindi naman niya mapili yung schedule niya exactly sa UN and all. Eh. That's like internal UN na yan, eh. Naka-silent kaya ata, Mark. On mo yung ano mo, mic mo.
Ano mo nga.
Yeah,
yun, sorry. Hindi ko alam eh. Basta it's what it is.
Yeah. Nagkatawa.
Talagang sumakto pa talaga sa 50th anniversary ng martial law.
Did you expect Marcos to say anything about it?
Kasi or, ano eh. Kasi
much kung, about it?
I knew na about dun sa event nung sa Martial Law Day. Ang kwento nga doon, they asked Aimee to come sa US. Kasama dapat si Aimee sa US, sa Senadora.
Well, I mean, she said, committee. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, oh, she said no. She wanted to stay here and to face
for the, yeah.
Kasi for sure, marami ng ingay about martial law, of course, nung Wednesday.
Kaya si Aimee, so, napaka-active and all online in the recent.
Yun. So I expected na. It was going to be Aimee. And Bongbong yung parang the whole US trip wala pa akong except for the rallies, parang wala pang nabibring up and the whole US trip eh, 'di ba? Parang
right.
It wasn't part of the whole ano.
Right.
And sinabi ko din sa vlog ko na yung sa empty ano, yung empty speech na ano. 'Di ba? Right. Kahit hindi man aminin ng mga pro Marcos, masama ang tingin ng mundo ng most of the Western countries. Masama ang tingin sa mga Marcos, 'di ba? Even
Western,
kahit i-deny nila
sa mga ibang yeah, I mean look at what Lee Kuan Yew had to say about Marcos's okay, like
yeah. Oh, talagang hindi maganda yung tingin nila kay Marcos. Pero I think nga I think kaya nga he's there para ligawan.
Exactly.
So parang naliligaw si PBBM eh. So right. he wants that ano eh. Eh, yun ang sinabi ko. Tapos na sila mag-rehab sa Pilipinas eh.
Right.
So, the next phase of their rehab is sa US na, sa abroad na. Para sa kanilang mga kapatid at para sa mga anak nila. Rebranding eh.
Rebranding.
Para sa mga anak nila.
Right. For the next generation.
Baka his aim, di ba?
Right. This is the long game.
Baka gusto niyang maging parang Justin Trudeau. Parang mga ganun yung is aiming for that na
bro, for
mga ganun
for daw yun talaga ano mo wow okay
parang ganun di ba
so, okay bro
yun lang, there's always that baggage of what his father did
All right, let's keep it here. Actually dapat short nga yung first episode natin tuloy dahil sa All TV umaba itong
All TV umaba tuloy.
Okay, now we'll go to a more serious topic. So, maraming salamat sa mga followers natin dyan, sa mga MOM followers, mga Models of Manila, followers ng Project Pilipinas, mga Kameta, followers natin all around the world. Maraming salamat. Thank you very much for following us on this episode covering court politics, covering All TV, right? And covering BBM's
UN speech
and the supposed empty assembly, right? Although in fairness naman, medyo empty din dun sa mga ibang dignitaries na nagsalita. So, a few of them had more than the others. But we'll keep it there. Thank you very much and join us soon. Maraming salamat, Project Pilipinas. Ito yung, ito na, malapit na tayo.
Bye-bye.
God willing. Thank you very much, Mark. Talk to you soon. Let's talk about martial law naman.
Okay.
Salamat. Okay.